fair and healthy competition. The fortunes of big US-based tech companies have a huge effect on economies and everyday lives, not just in the US, but around the world. Today, I want to talk about why these companies should be broken up. Before I get to that, though, I want to talk a little about competition in business. Let me ask you this. Why does competition matter? Well, competition is important because it leads to innovation. New companies come along with new ideas, which prompts older firms to innovate or risk losing their market share. In the US, there are laws meant to protect this process by ensuring that power is distributed and that healthy competition is promoted. These laws worked well in some industries, but have failed in others. Most notably, the technology industry, where only a few corporations monopolize global markets. The largest social media company, for instance, has nearly a 70% share of the market. When it comes to internet browsers, the largest has a 92% market share. That's worldwide. This level of monopolization is damaging not just to the US, but to the global economy. The problem is that these monopolies are powerful enough to stifle competition. The average number of startups created each year has almost halved since 1980, while the average size of tech businesses has increased. Because small startups tend to create new jobs, this can negatively affect employment rates. According to labor economists, the lack of new startups also affects salaries. They reported a correlation between market competition and working conditions. When companies don't have to compete for workers, people earn less and are deterred from switching jobs. Monopolies create these conditions. But what happens to the small number of startups that do get off the ground? Well, they get bought. Big companies use their economic clout to buy out potential competitors. One of the world's largest internet firms has acquired more than 200 startups since it was founded. As a result, these large tech firms own the patents to most innovations in the industry. They can dictate how and when markets evolve, and they benefit financially from any changes. Okay. Monopolies and the resulting lack of competition affect working and market conditions. What else? Well, to me, this is the most frustrating thing. They don't play by the rules. As I mentioned earlier, the US has laws meant to prevent unfair practices, such as takeovers or mergers that would lead to monopolization. The trouble is, when the US government tries to regulate these companies, they're able to exert power by lobbying. That is, they try to influence government decisions for their own benefit. Last year, tech firms spent $64 million lobbying the US government, fighting against regulations which would not work in their favor. In my opinion, these firms are manipulative and controlling, and at times they act unethically. That brings me to my final point, and perhaps the one that affects all of us the most in our day-to-day lives. Tech companies gather an immense amount of data from their global users. Recently, one company harvested the data of nearly 80 million people and targeted them with political ads. But companies have a responsibility to protect the data they gather, don't they? Well, policymakers are working on regulations to protect people's personal data, but guess who'll be lobbying against those bills? I believe it's simply time to break up the world's largest tech companies. They're killing growth, stifling innovation, affecting the global job market, lowering wages, and breaching our privacy. Fair and healthy competition benefits everyone. But there's nothing fair and healthy about monopolies.